right?
Rob Carr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast episode 573. My name's Will Kuntz. That is Anna Hummel.
I've been practicing my corporate smile.
It looks
Apparently
really good.
It's not good.
Oh, I think it looks great.
Thank you. Like whenever someone says some like cheesy joke, I go.
Show bottom teeth.
Like, I've acknowledged that you've tried to say something funny. It is not, however, funny. So.
Yeah, I think you're going to. It's going to happen to you a lot, unfortunately. That's good that you're pretending to get it out of the way early.
So yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Welcome. We're a little bit late today. We're going to have one more week of later shows. And then this one was particularly late because Anna was on her way here. And then when she was on her way here, my beautiful fiance partner lady said she wasn't feeling well. So I let Anna know. And she said, okay, well, I'm going to go home. We'll do it remote. That's why I'm late for the stream. So sorry about that.
All right. I do apologize. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I feel like if you would have given me that information like a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, I would have been like, I'm young. I'm healthy. I can fight it off. Not anymore.
Oh,
I've lost a lot of confidence in the last, I would say, 8 to 9 months in my immune system.
Mm-hmm.
I fall ill quite a bit now, so yeah, that's why I'm scared.
I don't know if I'm sick or not, so I had to travel. Last week we had a pre-recorded episode that we put up because I totally forgot I was not going to be in town. This has been a whirlwind this past month for me, going to weddings, little side vacations, and then another wedding, so I think I'm done. I think I'm done with traveling for the rest of the year, at least till the holidays, maybe. So that's why we had a pre-recorded impromptu ep last week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, early, if you had Substack, you still got the episode early on Wednesday, which is good with that extra time that we did. We did about, I think, 20 minutes or something extra?
Something like that.
Yeah, so it's a cheap way to support the show. By the way, it wasn't the person who subscribed last week. We attributed to Chuck and Les, right?
Yeah.
Last week, not them.
Oh.
It was another person named Charlie.
Charlie. Okay. Charlie. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Charlie. He messaged me and let me know. So I wanted to make sure I give him credit. So Charlie, thank you.
Excellent. Thanks, Charlie.
He sent me not a long message, but he was telling me very personal details about his life involving him and a Russian mail order bride of some sort that was coming over to his house to cheat on her husband. So hopefully he's alive. I don't even know if he's for sure alive, but anyway, you can reach out to me home_made_man on Instagram, 813-693-2124 on text. I will text you back. Might take me a little bit, but I text back. You can leave voicemails there as well. If they're good, we play them on the show. And subscribe to that Substack. It is free. There's a free version. You still get the 30 minutes early as opposed to waiting till Sunday. And it's a good way to support the show if you do want to pay to subscribe. We obviously encourage you to do that. hmbradio.substack.com. So I'm back. I was in Colorado last 3 days. I might be sick too. I thought that the weather there in the mountains, 8,000 feet up, very dry climate, just like dried out my sinuses. And I've been blowing blood out of my nose for pretty much since I got there, but I may have just been ill with some sort of disease. So that's also possible. It's still kind of happening. It's much better now that I'm back at home and I have access to my Neomed nose doucher thing that I have.
Aren't people more susceptible to bloody noses when it's dry? The skin is more likely to crack. Is that how things work? Yeah. Right. So
I would, yeah, that makes sense. So as soon as I got there, oh my God, I was just sick the entire time. I mean, the altitude sickness is a real thing.
Yeah, dude, I really underestimated that the first time I went to Denver, and I will not again.
Denver's not even that high.
It was for me, so.
It is, but I'm saying, I think I was at this town called Pagosa Springs near Durango, kind of like an hour away from Durango, and it's about 3,000 feet higher than even Denver.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you gotta be hydrated, bro. Hydrated.
Yeah, I drank a lot of water. I really didn't drink that much because I was ill the entire time, so I didn't really feel that good for the 5 days that I was there. It was kind of unfortunate, but yeah, that altitude sickness is no joke. I've never been to a place that was that high before, so this was a new
experience.
Oh man, did it ever! But I got through. Our flight got canceled one day. We had to go from this Durango airport to Denver, and then Denver to Tampa. So we got on the plane fine from Durango to Denver. You know, that was like a 42-minute flight or something. And then we were supposed to have like a 2-hour layover and then back home. We'll be back home by 11:30 on a Sunday night. Not too bad. You know, you can get to bed and start your week fresh. No, flight got canceled and we didn't get out of there till 11 p.m., like 11:30. Luckily, there was another flight. I'm just glad that we got on that other flight. But we were in the airport for like 8 hours. And then it's 2 hours that are on mountain time. So we didn't really leave until like midnight. So that's 2 a.m. really our time here. And I didn't get home till about 6 a.m. on Monday morning. It's not a good way to start the week. But anyway, it was a good time. I'm glad I got to see my friends get married. I wish I got to hang out with them more, but I was just ill the entire time, either on the toilet or in bed most of the time. So yeah, it was an experience. A very beautiful place, though, I will say. I don't know if you've ever been. You said you've been in Denver. I don't know if you went more towards the nature side of this.
I've been to the Rockies. Estes Park and Rocky National Forest. I don't know where the Rocky Mountains live. I've been a little bit.
Well, yeah, the whole thing is basically the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah,
it was very lovely, very beautiful waterfalls. We did some hikes. So I still got to do some stuff while I was there. But yeah, it was it takes some getting used to if I were to actually live out there, I could tell you.
You know what's funny? One of the people who are training us is from Denver and he went back there, I think, yesterday. And I asked him before he left, if you live in Denver, or not even just Denver, but a place of high altitude, and then you leave for, say, a week, and then you return, do you have to reacclimate every time? Because that would be super annoying. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. That would be.
He was like, no, I mean, I don't have a problem. He was kind of like, oh, I never really had a problem when I went to Denver. I'm like, okay, well, I did. I had a big problem when I went to Denver. And I know it's a mile-high city. It's not even that high. I know there's places that are, you know, much higher altitude, but for me, I got real sick.
I wonder if they experience any changes when they come here to like Florida, where you're below sea level. Like, is the air heavier? Is it harder to breathe because it's heavier? I don't know how that works.
Well, it's just like humid. The guy was from this area, so he was like used to the humid. I mean, he's like aware of the humidity, but I was just like, how annoying would it be if every time you leave the mountains or Colorado, and then you return, you have to reacclimate and like be sick for like 4 days. That would be annoying.
Yeah, that would stink. Probably if you're born in it. No one else seemed to have really any issues but me. I was really the only one who was ill, I think. I mean, unless people are saying anything. But it is a thing. I looked it up, and those were the symptoms that I was experiencing.
So. Yep. And I underestimated it as well. I was just like, I'll walk it off. No, I did not. No, I did not walk it off. I went to the hotel and I went to bed like you. And then the next time I went, I was like, just like snorting, you know, liquid IV, drinking Gatorade, like anything just to make sure I was hydrated.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, definitely plenty of water. I had to do that for sure. Mm-hmm. And apparently the alcohol affected you differently up there because the less oxygen, you're going to get more drunk or something. I didn't really notice that, but I also wasn't drinking that heavy either, just because of just a lot of beers. Beers of the Rockies, some Coors Lights. Not a sponsor, but it was good. Anyway, Antonio Brown, former Buccaneers receiver. I think we talked about him on the last episode or maybe the one before that. He's in some trouble, believe it or not. Yeah, he's in a little trouble. He's wanted on attempted murder charges connected to a celebrity boxing event in Miami last month. Brown was detained by authorities after he was involved in a fight with several people at the May 16th event, which was hosted by popular streamer Aiden Ross. I don't know who that is. The former football player. No. Do you?
Yes. He's very popular. He has ties to, he's friends with the Tate brothers. They like took him under their wing because he's like a really kind of nerdy-ish, nebbishy kind of guy, and they like kind of took him under their wing and tried to man him up. He's not anything special. But
okay, I'm jogging my memory. I said the same thing last time, and you explained him to me. Mm-hmm. The former football player took to social media claiming that he was jumped by people, attempting to steal his jewelry. A warrant was obtained. Say what?
It's not how you say it.
Sorry, go ahead. You can go ahead and take this one.
Jury.
Thank you. A warrant that was obtained by the Washington Post stated that the video showed Brown punching a man before stealing a gun from a security guard and running toward him. Police said the cell phone video then captured two gunshots ringing out. The victim was grazed in the neck by the bullet. A struggle ensued over the gun before police arrived and Brown walked away, according to the warrant. The victim, who said he has known Brown since 2022, was taken to the hospital. He played 12 seasons in the NFL. So it doesn't sound like that somebody was trying to steal his jewelry. He apparently just got in some sort of altercation with this guy and stole a gun and then shot him or tried to shoot him and kill him. That's pretty crazy. And apparently he's on the run. He's in the Middle East. Is that up right now?
What?
Yeah, he's hiding in the Middle East. He's wanted in Miami-Dade for the shooting. Where is it here? Warrant calls for a $10,000 bond. Where I got me? I don't know. But yeah, he's hiding in the Middle East, apparently. Mm. So according to that one, not a great place to be right now, depending on which country. Hopefully it's not Iran.
Yeah,
as long as he's not there or Israel.
He's in Dubai, dude. Probably. He's in Dubai.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Dubai makes
the most sense. Yeah, it's popping off, dude. I don't know how you feel about it, but there was strikes this week. Israel blew up some generals and people associated with the government and like targeted attacks like in Iran, which is, I don't know. Didn't Trump do this last term with that General Soleimani guy?
Soleimani?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe so. This was his first term, right? Soleimani? Yes. I always get everything all like jumbled up. Yeah, it seems like the Israel and Iran are exchanging fire. And, you know, although that is interesting and I'm keeping up to date because I have friends in Tel Aviv, kind of what's more interesting is what's happening here in America in response to that, which it seems like there's a giant MAGA schism, a split in the party of how to go about dealing with this.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I've been paying attention to as well.
Yeah. There's some people who are saying, what does MAGA mean? Make America great again, focusing on America, not fighting others' wars across the world, which they're saying this is Israel's issue, Israel's problem, that Israel should deal with it. I think what they don't understand, and what I've kind of come to realize over the past few weeks, is these are client states of America. They're pretty much the 51st and 52nd states, meaning Israel and Ukraine. We overthrew Ukraine's government, so it's our responsibility now. Now we're fighting with Russia in a proxy war. And now we're fighting Iran in a proxy war with Israel. This is just how it goes. This is our economy. This is what we're built on. This is the red, white, and blue. I don't like it. I think it's bad. I don't want to go to war. I feel like this country has been at war my entire life, or at least a major, major chunk of it. I mean, it was pretty good when I was born, right? I don't think that. I think there was light skirmishes, maybe.
Oh, other we were born in the Cold War. Things maybe weren't.
Yeah,
weren't hot around here, but I don't think the Cold War was really that cold. Like there were a lot of hot proxy wars, like Korea and Vietnam, and I believe the Congo. Maybe
I wasn't alive during Vietnam. I will say that was a little bit before my time. So I think when did the Cold War end? Like 84, right?
89, the wall falls. 91, the Soviet Union dissolves.
I see. Okay. So that there was that small amount of time. Then the 90s are good, like 92, 93. And then all of a sudden, you get the first Gulf War going, trying to take out Saddam.
You're just talking about America? Are you talking about the world?
Just America. Don't care.
I'm like, Bosnia, not great.
Oh, Bosnia is terrible. Thank God.
Not great during the 90s. Rwanda, not particularly great during the 90s. But I understand what you're saying. If we're talking about America, yes, Gulf War 91? Question mark? It is 91.
Really? Okay, so pretty much the entire time. Gulf War ended, and then there was like some drone strikes. Clinton was around. You know, he's taking out some aspirin factories in Africa, and there were some skirmishes in the Middle East, and apparently Bill Clinton was warned about an upcoming threat in Saudi Arabia. A man named Osama bin Laden was on the up and up and meaning to do harm to the country. And then, obviously, the big one happened on September 11th. And then after that, it's just been continuous war. You know, some of my friends fought in it. I didn't fight in it. Didn't like it then. I don't like it now. But I'm also not naive about what the world is, which is a giant chessboard. And there are people playing on that chessboard all the time. So why I don't like this war with Iran, I also understand that it's probably good if that leadership is gone. That would be good. It also probably be good for Israel if Netanyahu was gone too. It would probably be good if Zelensky was gone and Putin was gone and Kim Jong-il was gone. It would be good if all of these people were gone. So I don't want our brothers and sons and daughters to go and fight these wars. I think it's bad and I don't like it. But I also understand that this is just the way it is. Our civilization is not evolved enough to... We could do a lot of things. We can't get internet in the Colorado mountains yet. Like, we're pretty primitive overall. So, I don't know. Are you a fan of... I know you're kind of more on the MAGA side. How do you feel about this whole thing?
Well, MAGA seems to be split. Like,
right. That's what I mean. That's what I want to ask.
Yeah. You know what, dude? I don't know.
Yeah.
How about that? I don't know what the move is. Because here's the thing. Like, yeah, I'm a Jew. Yeah, I was born in Israel. But you know what? My country is America. Mm-hmm. And I'm concerned about America and American lives and American interests. Now, if Ayatollah, is it Ali Khomeini? I always get him and the other one confused. But anyways, if he is dead, if the Islamic Republic falls, it's not just good for Israel. It's good for the world, right? But then you got to ask yourself, well, why don't we just let Israel handle this? But they also need us. They need American air power. And I think there's a specific type of like bomb that can get 800 meters underground where one of their nuclear facilities are. Israel doesn't have the capabilities to deal with it. So I believe that they want America to step in. It's certainly in Israel's best interest if America steps in. Is it in America's best interest if America steps in? I don't know. You know, and everyone likes to have everyone's a armchair quarterback and they know what to do. I don't. I'm thinking like, let Israel handle it as much as possible. Here's the thing. Like, if we can just, like, bomb them, that'd be great. But then if they start coming after us and our military bases and our personnel, I don't want more Americans to die for this. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I don't know, bro.
I think it's good. That's fine. I don't know either.
Yeah, I don't know.
Also, I've heard some good arguments for and against. I don't really know. I'm just going to sit on the fence.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to straddle the fence and just see, you know, and I feel like people would expect me to be like, time to take them out. I am American. I am invested in Americans' lives and American interests. You know, it's funny because there is this like visceral reaction to be like, we got to back Israel. But when my logical brain prevails, I go, hold on. Like, is this in the best interest of America, who's, like you said, been in war for over two decades constantly? And those wars were not popular. Maybe they were at the time, but upon further reflection, we go, that was a really bad idea. And I think people are thinking the same thing. Like, maybe this seems like a good idea now, but then in 5, 6, 8, 10 years, are we going to still think it's a good idea? I don't know. I would say there's only been one popular war in the last 100 years, and that's World War II. Seems like every other war that America has been involved in, Vietnam, Korea, Afghanistan, Iraq, all bad ideas in retrospect. But no one feels that way about World War II. Everyone's like, that was something we need to get involved in. So when people are just come to the table and they're like, I'm anti-war, I go, right, but there are just wars. There are wars that people look back and they go, yeah, that was really good that we involved ourselves in that. And there are many that the opposite is true. So it's hard to tell if we're in that situation right now or if we're not. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm anti-war, but also understand that there sometimes you have a disagreement with, in this case, another country where they're like, we want you to do this. And they're like, no, we're not going to do that thing. And you go, you have to. We're stronger than you. And then they go, oh, yeah, no. How about that? What are you going to do? I guess we got to fight. I don't want to do it, but we tried everything else. We've talked. It's not working out, so now we got to fight. And that's basically what wars are on a very small scale or a very large scale, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's terrible. I fear what would happen with this one, obviously, because then you get a lot of players. Iran's, you know, backed up with Russia, but Russia's got its own issues. It could be part of the chessboard, too, by the way.
And it seems like we're kind of on okay terms with Russia. So it seems a bit strange. Like, Russia, Putin keeps talking to Trump like, hey, you want me to mediate this one? And Trump's like, hey, remember when you had your own war to worry about? Why don't you just go away?
But that's what I mean. Like, they're obviously game theoring all this stuff out, and they're going, okay, you know, Russia's busy with Ukraine. Obviously, the Europe supplying them with weapons now, I think probably the United States is as well still. So they're going to be busy over there. What's China going to do? You know, China doesn't seem to have much going on. They might get involved, but I don't know how down China is with Iran. They'd probably be on their team just because they're fighting. Totally. But I don't know. Trump was kind of like the guy who was pretty anti-war, not getting us involved in these skirmishes and making America great again. And now we're just back to the same old war culture that is America. Like, you can't drain the swamp. This is what I figured out, too. Like, the system that we're in is the swamp. And now Donald Trump is an active participant in it. He does some good things, and then he does.
Yeah. Here's the thing that sometimes people conflate, and I don't know if it's the case now. And again, it's really hard when you're in it to know if it's a good idea sometimes, much like the Iraq war, because we all believe that there were weapons of mass destruction. And I've talked to people who think that this whole thing is a farce. Like, there really are no weapons in Iran, and it's all BS, and it's just another excuse to go to war. Maybe. I don't know. But I've heard people say, and I think it's an important distinction of, like, America first, America first. But America first isn't America only, right? It's like, we need to consider, obviously, our people and interests first before others, but that doesn't mean that we're completely isolationist when it comes to foreign policy and getting involved in foreign wars. Because to be fair, if you go back far enough, you know, not to say this is all America's fault, but America has a listen. So I don't know if you are familiar with the democratically elected leader of Iran, Mossadegh. I think that's how you say it. In 1953, he was taken out by a CIA-led coup.
Right. Okay?
And they put in the Shah, mm-hmm. who was very favorable to America.
Yes.
He had his own problems because he was a dictator, you know. He kind of reminded me of Assad a little bit, but favorable towards America. Like, wore a three-piece suit kind of guy, you know, not a religious extremist by any means, but was still an a-hole, of course, to his own people when, you know, to political dissidents and stuff like that. Well, people got sick of the Shah and how favorable he was to American and British interests. So there was a revolution, 1979. And then now you have Iran living in the dark ages, medieval times, right? Yeah. So that's kind of where we're at now. And they hate America, mostly because of, like, the reaction to the Shah. So now America's going to go take them out, too.
It's not a popular sentiment, though. I feel like Iranians are probably pretty cool. Like, Persian people.
Oh, my best friend.
Probably, yeah, right. I have no idea. I'm just speculating here. But I feel like they were kind of Western, I guess, because of the Western influence there for a long time. And then they got this revolution in 1979. And then they, you know, are kind of... you know, as you said, back in the dark ages, I wonder how a lot of those people are still alive or young. They still remember that. I wonder what their feelings towards America are. I'm sure they don't like getting bombs dropped on their head. I think that's fair. I think if somebody did that to me, I would be kind of mad at the country that did that and perhaps want revenge.
Yeah. So
maybe it's changed a little bit. But I felt like those were pretty down people.
They are. Yeah. It's like a really beautiful culture, like outside of the Islamic extremists. A lot of Persians, every Persian, you know, this is kind of anecdotal, but every Persian that I've met, and there are a lot in San Diego, none of them are religious, but they're all like deeply involved in like being Persian. So right. It'd be like Persian New Year and like Persian holidays. And I remember asking, my best friend's grandfather when I was a kid, like, oh, are you guys like Muslim? Because, you know, I'm doing the math in my head. I'm a Jew. You might be Muslim. Maybe this is a problem. And my friend like translated and she's like, no, we're like Zoroastrian. Mm. And I was like, isn't that like, so you're like a Leo? Like, I thought it was astrology. I was confused. I didn't know. I thought that she made that up. But no, that was like the religion of Persia before the Muslims came over and invaded. So, yeah, because, like, you got to think, like, Islam originated in Arabia and the Arabian Peninsula. Persians, Iranians, they don't speak Arabic. They speak Persian. They speak Farsi. So they're not even Arabic. Yeah, so every Persian I've met is wildly secular, very educated. most of them have masters, like, PhDs, all the ones I know. Hard workers, very smart engineers, a lot of them, and they are not fond of the Iranian government not at all. So the ones here, I mean, in America, that can speak freely about it. So
yeah, that, you know, I just keep going back. There's a chessboard that's being laid out right now, gamed out, and people are making decisions that are probably going to lead to the death of millions of people, which is a damn shame. But you know, this is just what it is. I don't really know. I would like us to build a big wall, big, beautiful wall around the whole country. And if people can come visit and we can go visit over there and we can exchange some goods. If you got something we want, you got something that you want, we'll go ahead and exchange those goods. But that's just not how the world works. There's power vacuums. I understand that concept as well. There's other people who may not be as... moral as, say, me, which is, let's get along, let's be good neighbors and have a big fence. Mm-hmm. There's other people that will take advantage of that. So I don't admire any of these people that have these jobs and have to make these decisions. This wasn't very Florida centric. We did talk about Antonio Brown a little. I'm glad, but we're gonna say goodbye to Radio St. Pete and podcast listeners. You can get the full episode on Substack, hmbradio.substack.com, or Sunday at midnight on YouTube, Rumble, and I guess Facebook. I got to find somewhere else to stream. Facebook just deletes videos after 30 days. Yeah. I don't know what they're thinking, but for now, Substack. Substack's supposed to have a video too eventually. I don't know what's up with that, but I'm trying to figure that out. I don't think all users have it yet, but audio only on Substack, full thing. We're going to do some more time after this. So subscribe and watch on YouTube. Willsyoutube.com. Goodbye, Radio St. Pete. I love you.
Hey.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.